Governor Rick Scott will kick off the 2014 legislative session by asking legislators to approve his tax cut package and by asking to keep tuition rates low. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a preview of Tuesday's State of the State address.
The governor's fourth such report highlights the opening of the 60-day legislative session. Scott's expected to press for more than $500 million in tax and fee cuts that he's seeking this year.
Certainly all governors talk about those issues, but it is very clear and has been for weeks now that the governor is going to really promote his economic package.
Susan McManus, a political scientist at the University of South Florida, says Scott will deliver both the State of the State and the unofficial kickoff of his 2014 reelection campaign.
That was the platform he initially ran on, and when you run for reelection, the scorecards come out and people want to see whether you've done what you said you're going to do. So it really isn't surprising that he's going to be stressing jobs and the economy and taxes and so forth.
The Republican governor wants to roll back auto registration fees that were increased back in 2009 under then-Governor Charlie Crist, who's now seeking to challenge Scott for his old job.
Anytime that a sitting governor can find something that his opponent has done exactly the opposite of him is a pretty good thing to campaign on. But of course, we have not had a situation like we're going to have a sitting governor running against a former governor.
Crist faces Nan Rich in the Democratic primary and is considered by observers and in recent polls as a heavy favorite to win the nomination. Legislators are gearing up to cover everything from guns to gambling in this session. Governor Scott may end up distancing himself from some issues to avoid controversies that could harm his bid for reelection in the wake of consistently low poll numbers. McManus says there's no payoff for getting in the middle of partisan brawls at the State House.
During a legislative session in an election year, each party is positioning itself members for being able to go out on the campaign trail in their districts and promoting what they have advocated while in the legislature. Certainly the governor will want to stay out of those fights.
Meanwhile, Scott, who ran in 2010 in part on the idea of transparent government, uses his personal aircraft for state business. That way he can withhold information about who he travels with, where he visits, and the people at his meetings, all in the name of security.
You know, airplanes have been a part of Florida politics since airplanes started flying, and every election year, use of airplanes becomes political fodder for an opponent, and I don't expect this year is going to be any different.
Last year's State of the State was 37 minutes. In 2012, Scott delivered a 34-minute address. McManus thinks the governor may spend more time on the podium on Tuesday because he'll likely cover the issues he's been discussing and his office has been leaking.
For the last couple of months, at least once a week, there's some kind of new public policy proposal by the governor, and he probably has to touch on each of those to remind people that those are part of what he plans to talk about on the campaign trail. And he certainly will want to reemphasize those.
The State of the State address and the Democratic response will be carried live on WUWF beginning at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.